You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
You were able to enjoy it without your vape?
No, there was plenty of, weed smoke going on in that building.
Who left their vape here?
I don't know. Somebody did.
Who left their vape here?
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I would be like, okay, you got three guys... Other, you know, that a not named Garrett Crochet that can give you six solid innings.
Man, wow. Wiggy's head is in the gutter today.
Wow.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
In one hit, it just explodes in confetti when you hit the second or third or yes. Home run.
Well, now what you're doing, Mago, is you're taking a real thing that I truly believe in. And you're making a mockery.
People, it's not a mockery. People love Savannah Bananas. You need to bring some of that into the MLB.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Once you get into, I guess, Cuba international waters, that's probably...
Cuba.
That's probably why. Yeah.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
What happened?
How you doing? Hello, Mego.
Hello, good morning.
I believe we are launching right into some kind of a heat wave. Am I correct about that, Chime? I don't know the weather without Curtis here, but heat advisory officially underway as of now, and real feels nearing 100. today and all the way through Thursday. Is that correct?
Yeah, the heat advisory begins at about 11 o'clock this morning, Greg.
Okay.
And it'll last up and through through Thursday into Friday.
All right. Well, it's July. It's
summer. I'm down with it.
It is to be expected.
I love a heat wave.
I'm with you, Mego.
Yeah, because I have central air now, so I don't care. Sorry, all due respect. Starting out with a brag.
Sick brag, bro.
You still have to go outside. Do you not? I mean,
to the gym.
Do you scurry directly from the car right into the air conditioner?
I do have to take my dog out, and that scares me a little bit because she's a sled dog.
Yeah.
So, like, she doesn't deal with it as well.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, like, it feels like summer is supposed to be hot.
We're supposed to have hot weather.
I don't like when it's 68 in August.
It's weird. I'll take 95 and hot and sticky all day long.
Yeah, no complaining about it. Well, not a night to remember for Jazz Chisholm Jr. last night.
Okay.
Home run derby was.
All right. Well, what'd I miss? I was balls deep in Call of Duty.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if you were going to stick with your pledge not to watch the home run derby at all. So you stuck with it?
Yeah, because I was thinking about this, and I think I was talking to my son because my son watched a little bit of it. He's big into baseball because of MLB The Show 2026. I go, you got Vlad Guerrero Jr., Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge. Juan Soto. Like, you have all those guys.
Schwarber.
You have all those guys right there that, you know, that would suck me in.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, you get the big dumper and Chisholm and then the rest of the guys.
Yeah, Shime, remind me when it came to hammering it yesterday. I don't believe you were in on the big dumper.
I was not. No, we went with James Wood. He was out immediately.
Had a good first go at it, though.
Yep.
Can I just complain about the camera angle?
Yes, of course.
Did it bother you last night?
Were you watching the StatCast or something?
No, I literally watching it on ESPN, and and I get it. It's perspective is behind the pitcher, and so that's great. But you cannot see the angle. You could not see the ball going out of the ballpark. Like, that to me is the whole entire thing. If you're doing the derby, and I understand, and I admire his incredible success, but when is enough of Pat McAfee enough? Does that network employ anybody else other than Pat McAfee?
No, they do not.
Stephen A. Smith.
Other than the two of them, I get it. Uh-huh. People love the man, but at some point, enough has to be enough.
I missed the Pat McAfee portion, but my parents texted about it because my parents are just loyal College Game Day watchers.
Okay.
And they hate Pat McAfee.
Oh, really?
They hate him so much.
All right.
The first time he showed up on College Game Day, my mom was like, "Who is this man? Why is he on my show?"
Did you say the punter from the Indianapolis
Colts? I tried to explain. This was years ago, right? So my parents didn't totally understand what podcasts were. So I was trying to describe his story. And she was like, "Get him off this show. What is this?"
They love him.
Not for the boomers.
No, he's for definitely the frat boys and girls.
Yes.
You know, backflips off the table into the water.
I have no issue with the show. Yeah. I think they do a great job with the show. It's just the when you're fed an awful lot of it, at times it could get to be a little bit too much.
You don't like feeding of...
what motions are you making over there?
Yeah, what are you going to do next? Are you going to do the Durant thing?
No, that's the eating up. Feed me more.
I need to clarify at all time. But all right. Well, anyway, a win derby-wise for the big dumper.
That's it.
We are on to the 95th Midsummer Classic, which happens tonight. And it appears that the Red Sox guys are having a good time. I don't know if you've been following any of that on the social medias, but I noticed Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer on Nantucket at the sandbar at Jetty's Beach with some ladies.
Getting after it.
I mean, why not? It's the time. It's your time.
That's it.
You work all summer long. you get one break, you might as well go out and get at it and have some
fun.
They
pulled up like Chris Brown in the UK with like five or six young ladies headed for a wild night.
But Wiggy, can you blame them? I mean, they're 21 and ready to mingle.
Right. Just make sure you get the yes on video.
Oh my God.
Yeah, oh my God, nothing.
Wiggy was telling me before the show, he was watching the videos, and he was like, I do not know this world.
Yeah, it's a different world. That Nantucket world. Like the Nantucket, preppy world is just a different world for me. When I saw it, I was like, oh, this is unique.
Well, it's a beach bar. Like,
the vibe is a different vibe for
me. Didn't you go to the Vineyard last summer?
Yeah, but I went during,
summer.
Their version of Essence Festival.
Okay.
Yeah,
Wiggy is fraudulent.
Like, I went to Greek Week.
You don't know this because you're not here every day. Don't buy into any of it. He acts like he doesn't want to be somewhere. He acts like him.
No, I said
you loved the Vineyard. You had a great time.
No, yes.
Vineyard is amazing. So is Nantucket, but I love the Vineyard.
Yeah, but I went during Greek Week, so it was a little different than Nantucket Week.
Frat boys?
It was like, you know, like the fraternity and sororities, like Q Dogs and AKs that week.
Oh, okay.
Mango says, okay, like she knows what you're talking about.
Well, it just said Greek Week, I thought that was limited to like 18 to 22.
No, but it's like, but more of the old school Greek Week. You know,
are you of the Greek life?
No, but I wanted to be a Q Dog, so I feel like that I am. I live vicariously through the, you know, the.
Why didn't you? What stopped you?
I don't. I felt like I wasn't really going to take command too well when they were like, do this and do that.
As opposed to your football coach in college.
Yeah, that's different though. That's my football coach. Just some random senior who's like, hey, eat these eggs. I'm like, man, I ain't about to eat no eggs.
Just brand me
and let me throw up the hooks when Atomic Dog comes on.
Our coach wouldn't let us join sororities.
Really?
Yeah, she said it was too big a distraction.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I
could have paid for my friends, and I'd still have them probably.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like you would have been a good sorority sister? I mean, is that in your makeup?
I don't know. I remember by the time you get to be a senior in college, you look at your friends who are doing that and you're like, you're still paying for that? Come on.
Oh, you got to pay to join a sorority?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
Fraternities and sororities cost a lot of money when you're in college. You
got to
do your dues every semester.
Right.
And then live in the house for a year.
Yeah.
It's a whole racket.
I missed out. That's the one thing, if I could go back to college, I would definitely do is be a Q Dog.
Well, they're having fun, and that is that's A-okay. That's what they're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, if we could please get this game out of the way this evening and then get back to playing baseball before they cool off.
Right.
I, for one, would certainly appreciate that.
Well, Roman and Marcel don't look like they're cooling off. They look like they're going to have a hot week.
Greg, are you going to get any inside info on where they're going on Nantucket? Do you have spies around island?
I'm sure that I can find some. I mean, there's not an awful lot of places to go.
I was going to say, where would you recommend for that crew?
I'm sure they will be at the brewery. Everybody goes to Cisco. Everybody goes to Jetty's.
Chicken Box?
Everybody, they probably went to the Chicken Box last night. Yeah. I would
Monday
imagine,
night Chicken Box?
Michael, you know about Nantucket, huh?
I told you, Wiggy, I know.
And then Alex Cora and the family were watching the Home Run Derby in the Seaport last night.
Oh, were they?
So
okay.
They were out and about and hanging out. And so I say enjoy it, little rest and relaxation.
Yep.
And then let's get back to playing baseball. And there's a lot that we got to get to this morning on this show, including our leads. Coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes, at least we will start with them then. They said it at 7:20 this morning, and that is a back and forth on everything that they said yesterday. And we will definitely go over what one Major League Baseball insider says. The World Series-bound Boston Red Sox will do come trade deadline. So a lot of talk about the Red Sox. A lot of talk on that Home Run Derby last night about the Boston Red Sox. A lot of speculation about the Boston Red Sox.
Did you feel at the end of the day that maybe we got like ahead of our skis a little bit with our Red Sox talk yesterday? I think I came off the weekend so excited.
Well, how could you not?
And then I'm not used to this schedule like you guys, so I took a nap. And I woke up in the afternoon and I was thinking about some of the stuff I said. And I was like, I may have been a little too bullish.
I mean, I think it's the 10 game. It's not just the weekend. It's the 10 game streak. And that's nothing to sneeze at.
But the first two series were against teams that were really bad. So, like, we really are just basing it on the Tampa series, mostly, right?
Yeah, I guess. The Yankee series or the Tampa series?
Yeah, but what happened after the Yankee series?
They did hit a bump in the road.
And then the Mariners, and then the whole losing streak.
Right, they did hit a bump in the road after the Mariners when they played the Giants, and they went on, like, a 4 or 5 game losing streak. I said this with the Red Sox, and I think that maybe they might understand this and turn the corner. Like, they know they're not going to win 10 in a row all the time. The thing that they got to make sure that they don't do is lose 5, 6 in a row. If they lose 3 in a row and then they go on a 4-game win streak or they get 3, that's where they need to be. There's been too many points in this season where they have lost 4 or 5 in a row consistently. And if they can eliminate that, then they're going to be right in the mix for not only a wild card spot, but the division.
Yeah, I definitely think that they look like a playoff team. I think maybe it was my reaction to the sound that you're talking about there that we're going to get into where I went, oh, no, did I sound like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I understand. Like, assuming now at this point that they're going to make it all the way and win the American League, I guess is a little optimistic. You are looking at the trade deadline being 2.5 weeks away or 2 weeks away, two weeks from Thursday, whatever it is. So, I think it's fair to speculate at this point what they are or aren't going to do.
Yeah, I think they kind of know what they're going to do. And I think going into maybe it changes a little bit based on the first 9 games after the All-Star break because of the level of competition that you play. So maybe that even allows them to say, you know what, we're going to put our foot on the gas even more, maybe after, is it the Phillies or the Cubs that they play first coming out of the All-Star break? Let's say they win that series. They might go, ooh, we need to really put our foot on the gas.
But also, a lot of the optimism is based on the questions that you had following up on your thoughts heading into the season about specific players and about what they were going to be, and then seeing them, you know, like Brian Baio. Like, right. you've been waiting for the last 2 seasons for Brian Baio to be baby Pedro. And so finally, it looks like Brian Baio is going to give you quality starts.
Right.
Like, you were waiting for Lucas Giolito, who you couldn't use all season last season, and then got knocked around a couple times to start this season. So, and then Lucas Giolito looks like somebody you can count on. So I don't know. I think that's part of it.
I feel better.
Don't have any remorse.
I was feeling a little. I was feeling a little sheepish later in the day.
Just buy in.
All right.
They'll suck you in, and if they disappoint you again, it'll feel like the last 4 summers have felt. So don't worry about it. All right. If you want to be on today, the number to call, 617-779-7937. Same number you can text on. And that is the Subaru of New England text line. We will get the news at 7:45 this morning. And we are going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20. So good time right now or any time during the show to leave a voice note on the Boston Red Sox or on whatever is on your mind this morning. And let's get right to Mego filling in for Courtney with what is trending this first hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Mariners slugger Cal Raleigh won the home run derby last night with 18 dingers in the final, beating out Junior Caminero of the Tampa Bay Rays. He's the first catcher and switch hitting winner in derby history. The big dumper's dad, Todd, served as his pitcher. Here he is discussing his son's victory.
Well, it's just a great accomplishment, and I think that everybody, every dad that's ever had a kid, this is what they dreamed about. And as a dad, you kind of dream about it. To see it come true for your son is unbelievable.
Mm. That's a good moment.
It was cute.
Yeah.
It was a cute moment with Daddy Dumper. Celtics forward Jordan Walsh was ejected from last night's NBA Summer League game after picking up two technical fouls. Walsh was tossed in the second quarter of the 100-96 loss to the Miami Heat. All eyes in the world of women's basketball will be on TD Garden tonight, where the Connecticut Sun will face Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever at 8 p.m. Clark returned from injury last week and is averaging nearly 17 points and 9 assists per game. The get-in price for tonight's game is $90.
Wiggy, did you get in?
No, I hadn't got in
yet. You haven't got in?
No, not yet. Maybe I'll see if I can go downstairs tonight and find some tickets lying around.
Are they going to let you back in after Wu-Tang?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure. We tore the roof off that MF-er with the tang.
Noticing thinning hair? Now's the time to call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor trusted by Rob Ninkovich and Wes Welker. So change your lettuce and change your life with a free consultation by calling 1-800-GET-HAIR.
All right, leads coming up. Chime, subject of your lead this morning?
Stupid top 10 lists, Greg.
Oh, okay. Wiggy, little lead tease this morning from you, please.
I want to word it right so you get it.
What are you tossing it up between a couple today?
Oh, no.
A trio of leads?
Cora, you know what? Cora can get me back on board if he does something that he never usually does.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So directly at Alex Cora
yes.
when we get to your lead.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Curtis on vacation, Courtney on vacation. Mego is here this morning and suggesting that after the show yesterday, she had buyer's remorse after buying in aggressively on the Boston Red Sox. And this is Scott. See, this is the problem. It's the Scott from Weymouth,
right?
Who every time he calls, bitches at Jackson and says, why doesn't Greg put me on? And then I put him on, and he's having some alternate conversation, or radio is cranked, or like, Scott, what's up?
What's up? I'll bounce it back to you. What's up?
What's going on?
I don't know. Everyone's a little too high in the Red Sox. Like, there's a reason, Greg, that there's 162 games. So I won't swear on the air, brother. But let's not start blanking everyone's blank. Let things settle. It's called variance. Like, are you kidding? They might go 1-11 in the next 12. Can we calm down, please, Greg?
Highly unlikely that they go 1-11 in the next 12. They are coming off a sweep of a very good baseball team. They are...
Don't dump me yet.
Huh?
Don't dump me yet. I'm not done.
I'm not dumb. Scott, what is your... It's like,
asking not to get dumped is like right, just requesting to get dumped.
It's tempting me. Like, don't tempt fate,
because
Scott.
It reminds me of my days with Jay Severin.
Goodbye, Scott. See, I love... Like, the guy, I keep giving him chances. How many chances can you give somebody before you just have to say, it's over?
It was a nice run.
Yeah. I mean,
fool me once.
You're talking about a guy who literally fell asleep and was snoring mid-phone call when we went to him several years ago on this radio show. Remember that
one? Am I in the ass still?
Yeah. Remember?
You've given him numerous opportunities.
I have, but I'm that kind of person.
Yeah.
Like,
you think he'd learn and go, okay, all right.
You think he would.
Let me get straight to my point.
You really think he would? Like, get to your point.
All right, Wiggy.
Yo.
You there?
Johnny Cakes. What's up, Johnny Cakes?
Hey, Greg. Hey. I don't know how I'm going to follow that.
Yeah, no. It's not. It should be easy. What's up?
Not too much, but... Johnny,
do you have us on the speaker?
I'll take it off. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. It's also these people. Like, are you in your office closing a multi-million dollar deal? Like, take us off the speaker. What's going on today? What's up?
Hold on, Greg.
How long does this take?
I'm trying to find the speaker.
I can't get back to the call.
Oh, my God.
Can't find the speaker on the
Johnny,
what
are we doing? Johnny.
Here I am.
Johnny, what?
All right, listen. I love you guys. Just wanted to say good morning to my princess, Mego. So happy to hear you this week. Uh-huh. And, you know, Curtis... You know that it has nothing to do with him in Hawaii, but I like the fact that you guys are jumping all over Curtis. He must be shivering over there in warm Hawaii. Thank you, Greg.
Okay. All right. Well,
strong.
I may call for a rare show restart. We haven't done one in a long time.
Right. Mego, that's a great idea.
What do you think?
That's fine. That's fine by me.
That's okay.
I follow your lead. What were people doing during the home run derby last night?
Really getting after it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See a home run, drink a shot is probably what was going on, I would imagine.
Can I demonstrate, though, why I'm feeling a little sheepish about being, like, so bullish about the Red Sox yesterday? Because I was thinking, about how Cora spoke to how streaky they were at times earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. I'm like going through May right now. So, for example, in May, like they have two great series where they beat the Twins and they beat the Texas Rangers and then they beat the Royals and then they lose to the Tigers, lose to the Braves, beat the Mets, beat the Orioles, then just get completely swept by the Brewers. So it's like they can be very streaky. And I know this is a 10-game win streak, yeah. And we're all mm-hmm. excited about that. But I feel like I'm mostly reacting to Sedan Rafaela, and I'm not sure if he's going to be able to keep up the level of play that has been so exciting and mm-hmm. crazy.
That's a fair question, but you also got Bregman back. And you also, when it comes to pitching, and we talked about this earlier, you have guys that it appears that you can count on. So, I just think I hate the word vibe, but mm-hmm. I don't you feel like the vibe is different
maybe
suddenly?
Maybe instead of vibe, we'll say chemistry.
Yeah.
Doesn't chemistry make you feel smarter than vibe?
Or like the chemistry has gelled, and I think mm-hmm. a lot of that was getting rid of Rafael Devers. Right. And I said yesterday, in addition, getting rid of Tristan Casas being around that team all the time. I just think it changed mm-hmm. the chemistry, changed the vibe of the baseball team. And, you know, finally bringing up Roman Anthony, finally bringing up Marcelo Meyer. I just think for however it works, mm-hmm. that changed it.
Right.
So,
I think the one thing, Mego, I would say, when you look at this baseball team, you brought up Sedan Rafaela. I could see him cooling off. But the thing that and this is where I think them heading into the trade deadline, how they feel, the thing that they look at is go, all right, we have enough bats, whereas if we have a guy like Sedan who's on a tear, cools off, there's a chance that maybe Trevor Story gets hot, and we've seen him get hot this year, or maybe Bregman gets hot, or maybe Duran gets hot, or whether it's Willie Abreu or Roman Anthony. There's enough bats where if a couple of those guys cool off, the other guys can pick up the slack. I think when they look at the rotation, Greg just brought this up not too long ago, they wonder, can they, let's say Giolito and Bayo cool off, who's there to pick up the slack? Or if one of them cools off, who's there to pick? And that's
Walker Buehler.
Right. And I don't think they have any confidence in.
Well, that's why you have to go and buy a pitcher.
Right. And that's the way I think they look at it.
I mean, Ken Rosenthal last night pregame at the Derby said Red Sox target is Charlie Morton, who is currently with your beloved Orioles, Mayo.
Yes. It's been a tough season for us O's fans.
It was a tough start for him, but he seems to be turning it around a little bit. And so maybe you can get somebody like that mm-hmm. and is not a number two guy, but is a starter that you can count on when you need a starter. And is somebody who in the playoffs, who's been there before mm-hmm. and won a World Series and maybe won two World Series, and when it comes to the playoffs, is a guy you can count on playoff time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that, for me, I want them to add a legitimate starting pitcher, whether he's a number two or if Bale's doing better than him and Bale's the number two. But I want somebody to come in and can go out there and you know you could get six innings from that guy, and he's not going to fold under the pressure.
But I understand how you're feeling. On the Subaru of New England text line, texter says, the Red Sox have failed to produce after the All-Star break for the past 3 or 4 years, so why would this year be any different? So I understand feeling that way.
I just have a little trepidation.
Don't let the negative creep in. Do not let the negative feelings creep in. Manifest it. Whiteboard it. Whatever you need to do.
Cora did it earlier this season.
He did.
Like we said, he manifested the 10-game win streak.
He called. Not only did he call the 10-game win streak, but he said maybe we'll rip off a 10-game win streak and we'll be 8 games over 500. And that's exactly what they were.
Should this be investigated?
Yeah, maybe it should. All right, Chime, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, I don't know the song, which is a rare occurrence, but it sounds like Lynyrd Skynyrd to me.
Nailed it, Greg. Yeah, okay. This is their song, Georgia Peach.
Oh, Excellent. Okay. I'm assuming there's a reason that you chose that.
Well, the All-Star Game is being played in Atlanta, so I figured a nice Georgia-related song was apropos.
Maybe Georgia Satellites a little bit later on, if you want. Maybe
Who's that by? I'm sorry?
That's the band, Georgia Satellites. And the hit song was... Jackson might know it. He's of that well, he's not quite of that era.
Was it Keep Your Hands to Yourself?
Yes, Keep Your Hands to Yourself. Great song. Zach Brown from Georgia.
Ray Charles, Georgia's On My Mind. Gladys Knight, Midnight Train
to Georgia.
Midnight Train to Georgia, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yep.
John Ludacris? Mayer, Why Georgia?
From
Georgia?
Yep, Ludacris.
Yes. Two Chainz, also from Georgia, right?
Two Chainz from...
Why are you laughing at Ludacris?
No, because I said welcome
it's
today.
It's a wonderful artist who I like a lot.
Ludacris. You know he started out on the radio as a radio DJ.
Ludacris did?
Yes.
Luda, as I call him. Yeah. All right. Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Make this a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And in Curtis's absence, a lead from Jackson this morning. Hello, Jackson.
Hello, good morning. I have another life jack for you since we are in the dog days of summer. So,
why do they call it that?
The dog days of summer? That's a good question.
Isn't it because your dog gets really hot and doesn't want to do anything?
Jackson here with another life check.
It could be. All right. What's the dog days of summer life check?
So apparently we've been lied to our whole lives. Do you guys believe that if you get stung by a jellyfish that the cure or the the relief is to pee on it?
Yes.
No, well, that's a myth.
Yeah, it's a myth.
I definitely would not exercise that.
The snake, really? The snake is when you pee on it. Certain snakes, right?
No. When you get bit by a snake, you're supposed to suck it out.
You suck the venom out.
Yeah.
What do you get peed on for something?
No. Well, it was supposed to be jellyfish, but so 44% of Americans believe that you should pee on a jellyfish sting, but that is not true.
I think you're thinking of Kim Kardashian.
Well, maybe. Yeah. That is true.
It's not true. So apparently peeing on a jellyfish sting makes it a lot worse. So here's what to do if you get stung by a jellyfish.
Peed on top of being stung by a jellyfish.
I guess so, yeah. It makes it sting worse, and it makes the venom work actually harder instead of, helping you out. So what you're supposed to do is get out of the water as soon as possible, and contrary to popular belief, do not put cold water on it. Wash it out with warm water. Try to get all the stingers out, and then you'll be fine and dandy. But do not pee on it, because that is a myth.
Okay.
That was perpetuated by friends back in the day.
What is that golden shower thing you pour over the popcorn?
Wow, what is the life hack in there, though?
Don't pee on yourself if you get kicked, if you get stung by a jellyfish. Because I don't know if I'm doing a lot of ocean faring as of late. trying to get my summer in before it ends.
In a friend's boat, or do you have one yourself?
No boats.
How are you ocean faring?
Okay, I guess beach faring.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Okay, I'm going to ride one wave by the end of the summer, I swear.
I see. So you're going to the beach a lot. Which particular beach?
Nantasket's a good one.
Oh, okay, excellent.
There are a lot of jellyfish over there. I feel like most of the jellyfish, when I was growing up, were in the harbor where we swam.
There's jellyfish everywhere. Really hard to see.
Are they serious jellyfish, or are they the kind that you can like pick up the top and throw?
No, you could pick
people?
Them. We used to throw them at each other.
Yeah,
when
I
we
like
younger.
Those ones.
Yeah, like they, but they were like all right around like in the harbor, like where all the rocks are, like on the docks and
but
stuff.
But those don't sting you. If they sting you, it feels like you get a like a little sand rash or something. It's not like a real sting.
No, we used to throw them at each other. There's like thousands of them in the harbors near the docks.
I hate to be picky, but I feel like a life hack would be telling you how to cure yourself if bitten by a jellyfish, not how not to cure yourself. Am I the only one, or does everybody?
You're dead on, Greg.
Am I spot on with that?
Well, I think it goes hand in hand because if I didn't read this article this morning, if I got stung by a jellyfish later this afternoon, the first thing I would do is pee on it.
Right. But Jackson, you still don't know what you're supposed to do.
Yes, I do. You're supposed to get out of the water as soon as possible. Do not put cold water on
Put warm water
on it.
And then what?
If you don't have tweezers or a credit card, you have to get the tentacles out some way.
Ew. But
tweezers or a credit card are the top ways that
I've
told.
So when you get stung by jellyfish, it's like sitting on a cactus?
Yes, exactly. There's little barbs that come out of their little tentacles, and they stick into you, and they have like little fish.
It doesn't hurt for very long, though. I've been stung by one. It's not.
I've never been stung by one. My mom got stung by a Portuguese man of war.
Jeez, that's serious.
But that's the life, Jack, is that if you ever do get stung by one and you don't have a tweezer on you, you could use the credit card.
Yeah, you can use a credit card. To
that would have been the life. That would have been a life hack.
Yeah, that would have been the life jack.
Life jack part of it.
I guess it's an anti-life jack. Do not pee on yourself if you get stung by a jellyfish.
All right, Jackson. And so can we assume that you did or did not pee on yourself on the way in this morning?
Well, as per normal. You always have to test your theories, right?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Christy stops by the aquarium.
All right. That is a life jack for a lead from Jackson.
I'm a scientist.
We will get to more of today's leads coming right up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Coming up at 7:20, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and we will certainly go over what one Major League Baseball insider says the World Series bound Boston Red Sox will do come trade deadline time, which is 2 weeks away. Thank God. And Patriots training camp 1 week from tomorrow.
Yes.
There you go.
Summer's over.
Yeah, for you it is.
Actually, I have one more trip, and then it's over.
One more trip, and then you're done?
Just a quick trip to South Carolina.
Oh.
And then I'm done.
Where are you going in South Carolina?
Greenville, actually. Not on the coast. One of my best friends lives down there. So we're doing a girls' trip because she redid her entire house and painted it black outside.
Really?
What? So we're going to see what that looks like. Wow. Yeah, she painted the whole exterior of her house black.
Big Rolling Stones fan?
No, but good call.
Goth girl?
No. It's like a trend. You know how everything, like all the farmhouses now, like the trend is the big modern farmhouse. Mm-hmm. And it's either white with black trim or it's kind of gray and white. Like all the new houses are just white, gray, or black. And she painted the whole thing black. And
the
I'm like,
the whole thing is black?
I'm like, dude, you live in South Carolina. How are you going to air condition that thing?
Yeah, that's wild.
I'm excited to see it in person.
You see like weird, like some people will paint the house purple or so, or fuchsia or whatever. And then you're like, wow, that's a bold choice. Weird. But I can't imagine painting a house black.
All black.
Looks nice in pictures, like because it's got a ton of greenery around it and everything.
Mm, yeah.
And it's got accents. But we'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, we have leads that remain this morning, and then we'll get to They Said It at 7:20. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So the NFL yesterday, they've been doing this whole series where they release the top 10 players at each position in the NFL, and it's ranked by scouts and executives around the league. And basically what they do is each person is given a ballot, and you just write your top 10 at that position. And so yesterday, they released the quarterback position, and I found it very interesting. I think overall, for the most part, the right guys are on the list. Here is what the ESPN list is. It's Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield. I would basically just take out Jared Goff, put in C.J. Stroud, and move the guys on the back half around a little bit. But for the most part, they got 9 of the top 10, I think, when it comes to the top 10 quarterbacks.
Mm.
However, my big complaint with this, and I got a couple, is that, first of all, some idiot at some point, it shows their highest ranking and lowest ranking for each player. Some jackass decided to rank Lamar Jackson 6th. If you can coherently explain how Lamar Jackson is the 6th best quarterback after throwing for 41 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions last year, I'd be amazed.
Where do you have him at? 3?
I have him at 2. I think he's the 2nd best quarterback in football.
You have Mahomes at 1 and you have Josh Allen
at 3. Really? And Joe Burrow at 4. Yeah. I don't understand. Joe Burrow is really good. He gets all this love. He's missed the playoffs like 3 of his 5 seasons. I don't really kind of understand why he is in that echelon with Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and then Patrick Mahomes.
Because it's a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, one. Yeah. And that's it. And then he made one other AFC championship game. Then he's missed the playoffs.
Right, but Lamar and Josh have 0 Super Bowl appearances.
Sure, but they've also been to the playoffs every single year. They are the last two guys. They're battling back and forth for MVPs every year. Like, that is QB 2 and 3, in my opinion.
Yeah, last year, correct me if I'm wrong, was the first season that Lamar Jackson actually won a playoff game.
No, he had won a playoff game prior to that.
One.
Yeah, but he had won a game prior to that. Anyway, so the other big issue that I have is at the bottom of the list, they talk about other players who received top 10 votes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this was brutal.
I cannot explain this. Kyler Murray received a top 10 vote. Brock Purdy, Wiggy's guy Dak Prescott. Aaron Rodgers received a top 10 vote.
Wow.
Tua and then Bo Nix. I don't know who's doing these lists. You should find new people to do these lists. None of those guys, you can convince me that Brock Purdy sneaks in at 10, like on one or two lists. You can convince me that Dak Prescott sneaks in on one or two lists. The rest of these guys stink. What are we doing? Like, Bo Nix had a great rookie year. He's not a top 10 quarterback in football. I don't get it. It's insane. I don't understand what these people are doing.
Prediction from you when this list comes out next year, and we're talking about it, is your guy Drake May on it?
No, I think he will be in the honorable mentions category.
Okay. All right.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's hard to get into that category with the names you just rattled off there.
That's fair. They did highlight two guys that were honorable mentions in Stroud and Jordan Love. I think he'll be in that portion, not just he received like a petty vote.
I think they put Bo Nix up there because statistically, for a rookie, he was
very similar, you know, to Jaden Daniels. You know, when you look at his stat line for over 3,500 yards, and you think he threw more touchdowns than Jaden Daniels,
yep,
and maybe a couple more interceptions. So that's probably why they threw Bo Nix up in there. He did a good job his rookie year. So
yeah, and yeah, he made the playoffs. And you yep get credit as a quarterback, you get credit yep for wins. And so because you made the playoffs and you had a good year, you get the honorable mentions.
Do you agree with this texture from Maine? And good morning and hello to those of you who listen to this show every day on our Maine radio stations, and thank you for that. Joe Burrow is the most overrated quarterback in the NFL currently.
No, it's Justin Herbert.
No, he's not. Justin Herbert is not the most overrated quarterback. Mm, Justin
yes,
Herbert
he
is legitimately good.
We just what did we just say?
Yeah,
that you get credit
yeah
for being in the playoffs
yeah
and winning playoff
nobody's
games
putting him in the top three.
Yeah, but the way that everybody talks about Justin Herbert at this
yes
time, it's like put up or shut up.
Justin Herbert, where'd you say he was on that list?
He is seventh,
yeah,
which is fine.
I
would put him five, but that's seven is good.
He is the most. I would agree. Herbert is way more overrated than Joe Burrow.
I would have Herbert at nine. Like, I think
yeah
that he is close to being fringe at this point because
yeah
he just hasn't proven it other than some flashy individual stats,
yeah,
which... Like, he has a risk of turning into
right
the early part of Matthew Stafford's career
you
in Detroit.
You know who Justin Herbert is kind of, or who's headed in the Justin Herbert
well
direction?
Shyam doesn't want to hear this because Justin Herbert is one of the comps that Drake May has gotten at
my
times.
That's,
right,
that's my nightmare.
But you know who's headed in his direction as far as, like, overrated, overhyped is Trevor Lawrence. He's another guy.
But he didn't even receive a vote.
No,
like,
no, no.
He's
not,
clearly
not
overhyped.
Not that he received a vote, but I think a lot of people, when Trevor Lawrence came out, they were like comparing him to like the next Peyton
oh
Manning.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that happens all the
and
time.
But he's never, but he keeps getting credit year in and year out. He got the giant contract, and it's like year in and year out. But similar to Justin Herbert, it's like, all right, when are you going to do something? You made that one playoff run. I think it was his rookie year. When are you going to do something? But I agree with you on Herbert, Mego, all day.
Shyam, great lead.
Thank you.
We will get to a lead from Mego and a lead from Wiggy and a lead from yours truly next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.